Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, one of the areas of the world that you and I have always sought for value has been the Côte du Rhône region in southern France. And it's been a little bit confusing sometimes about understanding the naming conventions that they use. But so you decided to taste some and try to explain it to us a little bit at the same time.
That's right, Hugh. I was confused for quite a while. There is a hierarchy, and I'll just really quickly explain it. First of all, Côte du Rhône is a huge region, and there's a lot going on there. The basic entry-level appellation is just simply Côte du Rhône. And then when you kick it up a notch, you get the Côte du Rhône villages. I'll pronounce it as if we're English. Côte du Rhône villages, which is a collection of about 40 privileged villages in the region. You can kick it up another notch and have a Côte du Rhône village wine with a village name actually appended on the label. And then above that are the crew of Côte du Rhône, which include the great growths like Châteauneuf du Pape, Gigondas, and Vacheron. I was able to taste the bottom three tiers of this. I was blown away, really good. First of all, Chapoutier Peak Côte du Rhône from 2019. You may recognize the name Chapoutier. Mm-hmm. I think this is probably a young relative of the famous family. This is $17, and I just love this wine. While most entry-level Côte du Rhônes are rather rustic, some quite pleasantly so, this one is notably refined. Let's start with the aroma of briar and sherry, which is just very fresh. The texture is remarkably smooth with very, very subtle tannins. There's a repeat of the cherry on the flavor, and I think it's a little kind of on the sour side, along with a bit of woodiness. There's also a kind of a smoky quality to it that goes along with what I would call a bitter dark chocolate taste that comes apart, comes out at the finish of the wine. It's quietly complex and as modest as the appellation Simple Côte du Rhône is, this is a very impressive wine. From Domaine Martin, they had their Plan de Dieu Côte du Rhône Villages from 2017, $20 a bottle. And this is a step above regular Côte du Rhône. What you get is more intensity, more complexity. And compared to the Chapoutier Pick, this is a classically rustic wine. Good. It's a little bit deeper as well. The aroma is complex. I found tobacco, thyme, red cherries, and earthiness on the nose. And on the palate, the wine has notable tannins, dry fruit, prominent Grenache field herb flavors going through, Grenache being a big player in this wine. There's good sour cherry again, and a repeat of that tobacco note that I saw on the nose. This is a very nice Côte du Rhône villages for everyday drinking or a nice dinner. At $20, the Domaine Martin is really great. The one that blew me away, though, was Domaine de la Rubin Sablé. Sablé is one of the more important villages in the Côte du Rhône. $24. This was just a beautiful, beautiful wine. Very smooth, refined, and rich. Clearly a step above everything else that I'd tasted. The aromas featured raspberry jam, field herbs, and a touch of caramel. On the palate, the wine seemed to be dominated by Syrah, which gives its smoothness, and a nice dollop of Grenache, which will give it that nice herbaceous character. I don't usually give the wine value of the week to my most expensive wine, but I am doing it this time. At $24, you could spend 2 to 3 times as much for a quality equivalent in, say, Châteauneuf du Pape. Good stuff. Domaine de la Rubin Sablé. Hugh, it's good stuff. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.